Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Searching only for the higher ground, I miss the ferns and wild hollyhocks. 6,000 feet of mountain, I hurry to the very top. I cry out to the valley below, but I only hear my
How do you find God? This is the Light Giver International Association's Sunday service. Welcome, welcome. Now let's let Becky Williams sing a bit more of the song.
My home, to find it somewhere, I search the pyramids of Egypt. Only the memory was
clairvoyant, I think you will have a wonderful time. So on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Light Givers International Association, you are most welcome as our guest for this program. And the message we'll be discussing later on were received anonymously by, and not received anonymously by me, but received from a group of higher beings who have chosen in this particular venue to be anonymous, but I'm sure you may recognize their thinking and their energies as the program goes on. So once again, thank you for listening, and we genuinely hope that you will enjoy the day, the program. And be sure, if you haven't gotten there already, to go to the Light Givers website, and that's the Light Givers with an S .org. And also, if you're interested in understanding a bit more about the Universal Healer Program, which is primarily to provide services, healing services, to those who are interested, you can find out about that at universalhealer.org. Well, good morning. Good morning. This is Gregory. It's really a pleasure to have an opportunity to be a co-host today, and let me introduce to you my co-host. Hello there, co-host. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. I'm glad to be on the show here today and look forward to discussing the
message. And your name is?
Janelle.
Janelle. The reason why I'm teasing her about her name is because if you ever are fortunate enough to call her, her voicemail will say, leave a message for Janelle. But we're your co-host today. And our responsibility in this particular moment, in addition to letting you hear the giggling fun that we always have when we talk, which, of course, is an aspect of spirit as it flows through. And you'll see, I think, in this program today, this message, we'll talk somewhat about joy. But in this particular sequence, the Board of Directors have indicated this is the place where we need to walk you through the Source of Nation steps. Now, you may want to, perhaps you could substitute for Source of Nation self-healing in divine light. So as soon as you say to yourself, I am now going to walk through or experience Source Nation, then instantly, and if a clairvoyant is there, instantly above your head, this person will see a shower of divine light, as if Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, as if heaven has opened up. Why? Because heaven has opened up. That's what's been invested in the Source Nation process. You're not alone. Spirit then begins to flow. And if I start to blubber or stutter during this experience, it's simply because I'm being almost overwhelmed or besieged by the Spirit. It is palpable. I can feel it as if it is the ocean pressing in against me. And so I'll pick on Janelle. Janelle, what are you noticing right now? What are you experiencing?
Definitely, I see a stream of light. Energy coming down. It has a golden hue, actually.
Hmm. Well, I'm almost stopping breathing. That would not be nice. Janelle, we do not want you making 911 calls during this call. Oh, maybe right after. I won't pass out till the end of the show. So at any rate, we'll walk you through the steps. The first part, well, I want you to know that as soon as that divine light completely submerges you, same time that happens, your own spiritual light, internal light, is activated. It is actually activated, and it surges outward. So you have the surge coming inward of divine light, and you have the surge coming outward. So as the two meet, they perform a number of instantaneous cleansing that will not occur until you give permission for them to occur. So as I walk you through the Source of Nation steps, mentally, all you have to do is say, I accept this, I accept this. And none of the steps are designed to intrude in any way upon your spiritual development. In fact, they're designed to enhance your spiritual development by allowing you to become clearer yourself as an instrument, tool, vehicle, channel for spirit itself. So the first thing I want you to notice is that any and all contracts that may have been made by you or others on your behalf that are now intruding or interfering with your spiritual progress, your health, your wellness, your prosperity, those contracts now are canceled. Mentally say, I accept this. The second thing that happens is, that I want you to notice is, that any belief systems that are intruding upon your spiritual development or progress, now you can believe whatever you choose, we're only dealing with the energy of intrusion, they now are canceled. Mentally say, I accept this. Any beliefs that create belief systems that are intruding on you, mentally say, I accept their dissolution. Any connections to others that are generating in your energy system intrusions of a negative nature, mentally say, I accept their being removed. Can you feel that clearing? What are you noticing? You may be feeling a little bit lighter. You may be feeling flow. Some people actually feel tingles in their bodies. Well, this work is, tinglings are nice, but this work is about separating your complete attention from the stuff of life that's submerging your spiritual identity and awareness. The next thing I want you to notice is that if there are any entities, unwanted presences, unwanted intelligences, friendly or unfriendly, that are interfering with your spiritual development, wealth, growth, and prosperity, at this step, notice they are removed. And you now are beginning to feel what's surging now is this strong feeling of blessing. Can you feel that? I know I certainly can. How about you, Janelle? What are you noticing over there?
Oh, I feel it.
They say, I feel the Lord. Yeah, I tell you, I'm starting to get tongue-tied. And you know, I'm the golden-tongued orator, and I'm having
a
hard time
talking.
So the next thing that we'll want you to notice is, now this one I love. Everything that is patented, that is copyrighted, is able to be done because it is completely unique. Now, as far as healing modalities go, I had a good friend, I love him dearly, named Charles Richards. And Charles, bless his heart, wrote me and said, there's no way that the work you're involved gets rid of karma. Well, who worries about karma? The only thing to be worried about or to notice is whether or not there's some aspect of some past life or your past that's intruding upon your spiritual development, that's getting in the way. And this work doesn't do it. It's God that does it. If God organizes your life so that you can have experiences that help you to grow and develop, that it is a contradiction for the energies of those experiences to intrude upon your spiritual development. Can you understand what I'm saying here, people, ladies and gentlemen? So therefore, the next step, any energies from your past lives that are intruding upon your spiritual development, spiritual growth, those energies are removed. Okay, now we don't want you bouncing off the ceiling. We at least want you to get back in the couch or the chair, sitting at the table, wherever you are, so you can enjoy the rest of this call. And I hope you're going to have as much fun with it as we are and we do. So the karma is removed, and the very next step, all I want you to say mentally is say, I accept soul clearing and healing. And I heard a little thing that said, I accept soul clearing and healing. Hallelujah. I think soul clearing and healing is worth a hallelujah, don't you, Janelle?
Oh, I think it's worth a hallelujah and several amens.
Hey, a Hail Mary and all that stuff, right? So what happens? Let me tell you what happens. Just because you've said that, one, you're deluged with a deeper amount, if you can imagine that, of Holy Spirit. It's in levels and levels and ways. So now the tsunami of Holy Spirit, before it was like rainfall. First it started out as golden rain. And then it became a little bit harder. And then it became a tornado of Spirit. And now it's a tsunami. So hold still for the tsunami of Holy Spirit. Hold still for it. Now what happens is one, click, you're completely aligned with your life contract. You can say, I accept that. Two, your ability to give and receive love, click, is at 100%. Did you feel that shift? Did you feel something just open up? I felt it. I'm feeling it for you. It just opened up, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The next thing that occurs, click. Might even say Shazam, for those of you who remember Captain Marvel or the comic books. Matter of fact, I'm ready for a Captain Marvel movie. Never mind this Wolverine stuff. How about a Captain Marvel? Anyway, so then the last thing which occurs, that was the next to last thing, next last thing that occurs is you become completely integrated with Holy Spirit. Head to toe, front to back, left to right, top to bottom. Wow. I have to pause and take a breath. Maybe you ought to pause and take a breath too. So what has happened now is you've experienced the stages of Source of Nation. You've experienced, also in another context, what is called the Universal Healer Treatment. Now that's what you've experienced. I'm the one leading you through it, so you got it. Let's pause and allow that to soak in, seep through. Now, after that, what I want to just mention to you is the following that every spiritual path talks about: higher states of awareness. In some cases, they talk about Santuri, Nirvana, Jivan Mukti, and Ekankar. They call it Ekshar. In the Way of Truth, they call it the soul domain. In Christianity, Kingdom of Heaven. Now, guess what? The steps you just went through have you poised to enter the Kingdom of Heaven. But guess what? We're not going to leave you there. So there you are, standing in front of the Kingdom of Heaven. The gates were closed, as they are to most spiritual paths. And you wind up having to wait your entire life to see if you qualify. Well, guess what, friends? You're hereby qualified. The gates are open. The golden path is beneath your feet. If you are ready, mentally say, I accept my entrance into the Kingdom of Heaven right now, at this moment, now. I accept it. Can you feel that come down? And the thing is, you're not going anywhere. The Kingdom of Heaven now is just surrounding you. Now, those are the steps of Source of Nation, and that's what's available to you on the lightgivers.org website. So how are you feeling over there, Ms. Janelle?
Wow, I feel fantastic. That's a baptism of Holy Spirit for sure.
Yeah, well, I see that we have a few callers on the show. And what I've done is I've asked all the board of directors, because some of the people who are calling in, for whatever reasons, do not have copies of today's Lightgiver message. Now, if you want a copy of today's Lightgiver message, what you can do, folks, to make it real easy, I guess, is you can write me, because right now the Lightgiver's mail system is down. So you can write me, and here is the title. It's kind of long. Bishop, B-I-S-H-O-P. Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, at. Now, here's where it gets a little long. Glory, G-L-O-R-Y, Universal, as in Universal Healer, Universal Ministries. Glory Universal Ministry, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S, .org. And you will see that I am a Bishop of Universal Ministries for Delaware. And also you will see the program, the Universal Healer Program, which I am now managing underneath that particular framework. So, at any rate, once again, you can write me, or you can call you can call and talk very slowly, leave a nice message. 855-765-4325. Janelle, you may be picking up a little background noise. I'm not sure. So the last four are H-E-A-L. 855-765-4325. And that's H-E-A-L. And you also can call that number if you want to chat with me and perhaps have a session, a healing session, or perhaps be referred to a universal healer in your area to have some universal healer work, to get help with blocks, orcination, and so on. So thank you so much once again for calling in and listening. And I see we have a number of callers who are just listening. But look, callers, when you get ready to share your wisdom, your wonderful ideas, and your thoughts, then just hit one, and we'll know that you're ready to talk. I may even ask you anyway. I used to be a college professor, and I was known for calling on people and raise their hands. So don't think that if you don't hit one, I won't call on you. So here we go. Okay, Janelle, what we have here is Light Giver message number four. And if I were going to ask you, Janelle, and I'm asking you, there's not a title on this one that I have. What title would you give today's lesson? If you're going to give it,
I would call it.
You would call it home.
I would call it the true. I would say I'd call it the true.
You would call it the what? The hum? Oh, wait a minute. Hang on here a second. Your phone went to... Hang on a second. Your phone just took itself into mute. I didn't do that. So what would you call it again?
I think I would call it the true nature of reality.
Okay, the true nature of reality. And so those of you listening, I want you to think if you were going to give it, I see that we've got a... that Ernest is ready to chime in, too. So he's a universal healer, so we'll let him have a comment. Hey, Ernest, so what would you call this lesson? Matter of fact, you told me you didn't have you found it.
Yeah, I actually, I didn't get an email, but I kind of figured it would be on this, so I read it anyway.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. So what title would you give this thing?
I would call it true immortality.
True immortality. So we have two suggestions here. One suggestion is that it is called the nature of reality. Is that what you said, Janelle?
The true nature of reality. Mm-hmm.
The true nature of reality. And Ernest says that you would call it what the true nature. Okay, I want to tell you both are right. And if I were going to give it a title, my title would be It Is What It Is. It Is What It Is. So all of those are just as good, really. Because the thing about this work, and there is, by the way, a dictation lurking in the ether somewhere for me, and the nature of the dictation is that it's going to be concerned with spiritual psychology. And what you two have demonstrated is that the true nature of spiritual psychology is taking responsibility for how you recognize life as it is, life as it was, and life as it will be. You understand what I'm saying here? It's the inner architecture of the nature of how you understand or how we understand ourselves in relationship to what is out there, and most importantly, how we allow what is in here, which is soul, to perceive, understand, interact with, in some cases, as what's being talked here about in this particular lesson, what to ignore. And because some of the people who are listening, and there are a lot of people I've seen who get in, who listen on the archives, who actually don't call in to hear the show, so we'll want to... And a lot of those people don't, for some reason, do not have the Light Giver message. And to have the Light Giver message, all you need to do is go to lightgivers.org. That's with an S website. And then there's a newsletter form there. And just fill it out and send it through. And shortly thereafter, you should receive it. And if you don't, then once again, you can send a message to me, or you can send a message to, I wonder if that's, well, we'll find out. I think we may have another person you can send a message to later on. All right, so just to give an overview without necessarily getting into it, the discussion, that this message, Light Giver message, is largely concerned with the question of immortality. Can you see why? And you'll see as we go through the discussion why Janelle chose the nature of reality and why Ernest chose the nature of immortality or words to that effect. So what these light givers go out by saying is they talk about, hey, everybody talks about, no, everybody dies, no one lives forever. You can't take it with you, referring to wealth and so on. But the point that gets made here is that the natural state of existence is to live forever. So those are the key words, in, I'd say, in the first paragraph. The first paragraph ends with the idea of talking about how the natural state of being is eternal. And that in the natural state of being, they're just the aberrations of hate and fear and so on are not a condition of that. So we're spending our entire life then learning how to live without being overwhelmed by these distortions. And believe it or not, what these higher beings say, the light givers say, is that one can transition to living the undistorted life by being soaked with Holy Spirit. And that's what a lot of these spiritual paths and techniques are all about, is getting us so completely soaked with Holy Spirit that we no longer are continually overwhelmed or sodden, it says, with these distortions. So I'm going to pause here because I have a couple of people on the line already who include Janelle and Ernest. And anyone who wants to start joining on the discussion, just click 1. I see we have someone from area code 612. Don't hide. You can run, but you can't hide. So I'm going to pick on you in a minute and get your thinking as well. So Janelle and Ernest, up to this point, what stands out for you in terms of what I've just covered? With regards to, now, you know, most of the stuff you look at, you say, yeah, right on. But still, you know, there may be some you say, well, hey, that's a key point. I hadn't thought about that before. Or you might even say, hey, I've been thinking about that a lot. So, Janelle and Ernest, help me out here. Don't everybody speak at the same time. Go ahead.
Ernest,
you were about to say something?
Well, what I got from it, when people think that they aren't going to live forever, they're more thinking from a standpoint of the human mentality. But our true nature is not that we're the body we're in, but that we're actually soul. And soul is immortal. So if you're coming from that consciousness, it just makes sense that you realize that we are truly immortal beings.
That's sweet. Janelle, you were about to say something, too.
Yeah, I said that, I mean, well, this is a topic. There's many things, actually, about not only the aspect of immortality, but also the aspect of the emotional state of that is distortion, like fear, anger, just all these unnatural emotions and feelings that people really do accept. It's just a natural part of their life, of being human. And that's really not the case. And that's, you know, a conversation that I've had with many individuals through the years and something that I'm definitely passionate about because I do understand and know that our true state of being is one of supreme joy and love and gratitude, absolutely. The other aspect of this that I think is interesting is that, yes, though the physical body is finite, like Ernest said, our spirit, our soul, is infinite. And I think that it's really a shedding of one body for a glorious body. And it's really a, to me, the way in which I look at the transition, as it were, is just that. It is a transition from one state to another. There really is no death. It's the way in which we have been taught, which makes us believe that, well, okay, when our physical body dies, we die, and we only have a limited time. And that's where you get all of these sayings from that really are not in line with the divine and with what really is, or the reality. So I think that this is a very important message, and one that people really need to almost relearn what the truth is, because I think we've been taught so differently through society, through different religions even. A lot of people believe that, you know, we're supposed to suffer here and, you know, our lives are so limited and that's it, this bleak existence. And that's just not the case. We should have overwhelming joy every day of our lives. We should experience that because that is our birthright and that is the true nature of reality.
So, you know, as you were talking, I was getting different thoughts. And I don't know about you, but, I'm not sure I know about me. But what I will say is that when a really wonderful and beautiful and original thought comes into my awareness, I can at that moment look into my memory and say, have I ever thought about that before? No. Have I ever read anything about that before? Have I ever heard anybody say anything about that before and understood what they were saying? I get no's for all those. So now I'm getting some really elegant thoughts right now, and I'm not going to blame anybody else for them, but I am going to say this is not stuff I've thought about before. One of the things that we talk about, even in this lesson, no, I guess we talked about it during the sourcination process, was the idea of karma. And what the Source Nation process does and the Universal Healer process does, it eliminates whatever is interfering with spiritual progress. And I began to get the picture and understand better than I've ever understood it before, even though I've talked about it for years, was why reincarnation occurs. And I've always thought about it in the context of distortions, of it being negatives bringing you back. The single phrase, single sentence that explains the dynamic and attractions of magnetism, of karma, it would be this: I want this. I want this. Or I'm used to this. I'll say it that way. I'm used to it. So that I want this. So any desire. Boy, this one. I love this one. Somebody write this down. Anyway, I love this one. Any desire other than an absolute desire for the God experience, by definition, brings the individual back into another incarnation. Because if you're not wanting God, you're wanting something else. Think about it. If you're not wanting God, there's something else that is drawing your attention. There's something else that you're magnetized to. And the nature of the true spiritual journeyer is to want nothing but God wholly and completely. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't want God showing up, you know, in life. Can't mean that you can't want God showing up in prosperity. But what it does mean is that the primary desire needs to be for the experience of God. anything else, guarantees whatever you want, you're going to get. And it might be another trip around the merry-go-round. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think about that, Miss Janelle?
I think that is so deep. And, you know, as you were talking, what came to me, maybe that's the true meaning. In the Bible, God says, I'm a jealous God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, that's the way it had to translate. And this we can use desire, you know, as a criterion. I like that. You better make a note on that. I want you to send that to me in an email.
Well, you know, I already took down everything that you just said there, so.
Good. The stuff we're saying. So, I mean, I began to get that picture, you know, of karma being strictly related to what is it that you want. And if somebody says, I want both, there's not enough God in that glory.
That's right.
And what we're talking about is immortality. And immortality is truly a gift that allows one to serve divinely even more so. You know what that also explains is the centrality that is mentioned in some of the... Matter of fact, I may ask you to give me a few bars of that particular song. Let's see, how does it go? Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Could you just give me, I know you have a little gospel in your background. Did you ever hear that song? Come on now, Jadelle, let's get out there.
You're
a singer. You sing. You will not live that down. So come on, can you just give me a little bit? Because look here, if not only if I start trying to sing that, will the line go dead, but Black Talk Radio will bar me from ever being on the show. So come on, Janelle, give us a little bit here.
What
Sister
song,
Janelle.
What song is that? But if I don't
it's
know
called Hold On to God's Unchanging Hand. Build your hopes on things eternal.
You know what? I don't know that one.
Oh, boy, you're off the hook. Now, you know, if you're not telling the truth to the universal healer, then you're going to be in deep trouble for at least one
That's
second.
Right.
For
That's
at least
right.
one second.
I never
okay.
would.
Okay. Yeah, so let's see here.
We're going to have to talk about these song selections.
There we go. If you're going to remain the music director. Huh? Now,
right.
I don't know if you've heard it. I'm using on the Universal Healer Show. I'm using Shirley Caesar's called Stand in Line for a Miracle. And it is quite a song. I don't know if you've ever heard it. But it's called You're Next in Line for a Miracle. And it is powerful and really appropriate. As a matter of fact, that's a theme that's on the new website. The new website is Glory Universal Ministries. And on the page, it's Universal Healing. The headline says, You're Next in Line for a Miracle. And that's also on the page, Glory Universal Ministries. So, so we're moving right along here. And I know there are a couple of board members probably listening saying, are we supposed to be that crazy? No, just be yourself. Just be where you are. We want anybody who calls in to know that although the topics may be serious, we're not that serious. Got to have fun with this stuff. So the parts that we still haven't really, we've touched on indirectly, that I do want those of you who don't have the message to know about, is I want you to hear this one. Let's see. Let us return once again to the image of living the eternal life. Just think of it for a moment. Imagine yourself as an eternal being. Know in this moment you really do exist forever, that immortality is not something to which you aspire. Indeed, it is something that you are. What is it now that interferes, if at all, with that image? In many cases, there's a sense of finiteness, a sense of incompleteness, a sense of temporariness that overwhelms, and I'm getting the thought, and interferes with one's imaginings. How is it in the face of seeing the deaths of others, of seeing the horrors of war, of famine, of disease, and so on, could one possibly believe in immortality? Therein lies the problem, belief. Believing is simply a mental activity, a configuring of thoughts and ideas, undergirded by hopeful expectation. Immortality is one of knowing, of being, one of isness. Belief only occurs within the finite world. The sense of immortality occurs solely within the infinite world. Whoa! So what do you think about that, Mr. Dillon? Don't say I agree. That's not good enough.
For me, I think that this idea that we die is different than the idea that, like Ernest was saying, we are a soul and we are in a human body. It's much different than the idea that we transition. The two different aspects. And one encompasses immortality, and the other is finite. And so I think that we have, like you said, people around, and we see disease, we see famine, we see all of these atrocities, and we say, well, how can this ever be, you know, how can we ever have infinity? And then they say, well, maybe I have to believe in immortality. When really the quote-unquote end, as it were, of physical body is just the beginning of the next chapter where our spirits go based upon how we've lived in this lifetime. So it's a transitioning. It's not a death. And that's why in some African cultures, funny enough, they celebrated when a person passed on because they said they were going to be with God. And that's also something that Native American cultures or I should say tribes also practices that they would celebrate at the point of a person's departure and actually conversely mourn when a child came into the world because they knew the suffering and the things that they would have to go through, which is a very different way of thinking than we do now. So I think that there's a lot to be said about really this feeling that we're not immortal, and that's a shedding that definitely we have to through prayer and meditation and different spiritual practices and communing with Holy Spirit and with God. That's something we have to definitely overcome to live fully and be able to be fully in the moment and know that we are an eternal being in every waking moment of our lives. And I think that's
great.
The point.
I've opened up the line for a phone call that I, a caller that I talk to at least once a week, sometimes more than that, one of the board of directors. So I better behave because I'm now being listened to. Hello, caller 612. How you doing out there, Lynn?
Hello, Greg. Hi, Janelle.
Hi.
And hi, Ernest. Everybody else who's on the call, I think Ron and Steele are here too.
Okay.
Anyway, I, you know, I've been listening to you guys, and this is a really powerful message, and of course we all take it through our own filters, and my work for many years, 20-some, has been to get an understanding of what I call brilliance, and I think finally in this time of ascension, in this time of expanding consciousness, I'm understanding that what I've been calling brilliance is that core, that heart, that center that we all have. Once we let go of all this other stuff that we've been thinking, it is truly the light that we are. And for me, the challenge has been, okay, you know, I know this on one level, and I understand on one level, but how do I stay in this space of ascension or of consciousness or in this heart, this core, this truth of who I am? And to me, I think that's one of the big maybe challenges of ascension. We have all these ways of thinking about things, and a lot of them prevent us from really getting to the true understanding that all we have to do is let go of all that thinking. It's because it's that part of us that is that creative flow. Wherever we put our attention, that's what we're going to manifest. And so if we're spending a lot of our time focusing on what's not working, you know, all the downside of what's going on in the world, so to speak, making judgments about all of that, guess what we're going to create in our lives? Because it ties into that we're always in the process of creating. We're creating our reality. And we're creating our reality by where we put our thoughts. One of the things I keep reminding myself almost every day, mostly many times a day, is, you know, I just want to put my attention on what is working. You know, on when I feel that heart connection, when I feel that brilliance or immortality, that part of myself, that's what's working. That is all that is working as far as my ascension goes, as far as my consciousness growth goes. I've got to be here in the now, in the moment, and be on that wavelength of light that works. And you know it works because you can feel it's working. And otherwise, you know, I also know when I'm not there, because then I'm focusing on what's not working. And when my attention is shifted out to, you know, all this fear-based beliefs that we've had for eons of time, lifetimes, these are old deep-seated habits of thinking. When I go there, I feel it right away. I just feel really off, really down, sometimes fearful. It's like, oh, now this is kind of silly, but the other day I was thinking, oh, I must be depressed.
and then you got depressed because you thought you were depressed.
Well, basically the reason I was feeling depressed was because I wasn't keeping my thoughts and my attention on now, on that brilliance, on that light that we are, on that immortality. I wasn't there, you know, I slipped out. And of course I felt depressed. It was like, that's what it's like when you're not staying in that flow. It you can tell your feelings always are your compass. They tell you right away where you are. And it's not any big, like, oh, we can go through the whole scientific thing of what depression is. That's not it. It's just real simple. If you're feeling depressed, it's because you need to shift your thinking.
That's a good point.
Move your attention to what's working.
Talking about what's working, we have two more Ascension Masters, Board of Directors, Universal Healers on the call. I've opened up their mic, and let's hold still and hear the words from Brother and Sister Brown. Ron and Phyllis are on the line. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay. I'll throw in my 2 cents worth here. Way back when, one of my biggest stumbling blocks was this thing about immortality, because then I was thinking about it from the physical viewpoint, and I couldn't get beyond that. And everything had a beginning, everything had an end. So that's enough to get you to in a depressed state right quick. So, you know, like, is there no hope? But that started my spiritual quest, and I said, actually, the only way I'm going to really believe in this immortality is to be shown. You know, take me and show me. So that actually occurred, and I did get a chance to visit some of the inner worlds, and the first thing that I really recognized was the loss of any fear. It just did not exist in those worlds. It was strictly a physical body phenomena, fear. And that took a lot of, you know, that was a great eye-opener right there. But when I was over in some of my travels, inner travels, I could see immortality for what it really was, and I could accept it, and I could try to bring that back into my physical being as much as possible and to keep my attention on God, like you mentioned earlier, to take care of the karma or whatever else that was involved here. But that was my introduction to, you know, immortality, that it's strictly, you cannot think about immortality while you're in this physical body if your attention is totally on this physical level. It's like an impossibility. There's always an ending somewhere. But when you get away from that, you get in the inner worlds, it's totally different. And I want to inject a little humor in here.
We haven't been funny enough?
Yeah, you've been funny.
This happened to me many, many years ago, that I was just laying in the bed, and I fell asleep. But mentally, I was wide awake, but my body had just fallen asleep. And I got to thinking, well, this would be a great time. Just seemed to me like easy to just pop out and go, you know, go into these inner worlds. And no sooner did I think that than I did. But the funny part was, when I left the body, what I did was I went straight down. I went through the bed, and I caught myself at the floor level, and I stopped. I said, whoa, wait a minute. And instead of having this beautiful view over the heavenly worlds, I had this great view of what my box springs look like from the underneath. So, but in it, I tried other different crazy things, like I tried to open the bedroom door to get out, and then I figured, well, I don't need to do that. I just walked through the door. But, you know, that was the beginning of my explorations, and that was many, many years ago. But all these things sort of fit together and build upon your ability to accept these higher teachings, because once you get your mindset, or even get out of the mindset of finite worlds and get into the infinite worlds, then it's a lot easier to understand this. It's a lot easier to accept it. And you're not working from the fear-based thing that most everybody here on this physical level works on. So that's my 2 cents worth.
No, that's great. As a matter of fact, I'll take that for a nickel worth. So that's really great. There's somebody else in the room with you, and I've just not been on a call where I didn't get a chance to hear that wisdom. So, Phyllis, you want to give us some thoughts and comments, or are you just going to be quiet?
Oh, I'm not going to be quiet. You know that. I've enjoyed all the comments. My spiritual search started about 35 miles from here at Florida Southern College in Lakeland, Florida. And I had to make it very brief. I had the cosmic hammer hit me. I took all these religion courses, and one day I had absolutely no belief in anything. Everything was wiped. The slate was wiped clean. I had to start all over, and I proved to myself that there was a God, it did exist, and that's about, and I kept searching after that. I won't go into everything I did, but something she alluded to, I wrote it down, I've written down a lot of things this morning, but one, I found the word feelings are so important, and Lynn just used that, feelings are our compass. And I never understood that until recently. I've been reading a vast variety of works from this and that and the other. It all comes back to feelings. Everybody mentions feelings. That is so important because it is our compass and involves then the heart chakra. And taking that heart chakra, I've been going through another course, and taking that heart, the flame, the blue flame, where it just totally absorbs you, and then it turns into a rainbow, and then it circles you all around, and it takes this body, and it goes all through all the bodies, goes straight up to source, and which there's no physical body, it's just you, soul, and source. And that's one of my exercises I try to do every day. And it seems to, and also I use the picture, that LGIA, the Source of Nation picture. I try to picture in my mind, and then I go back to the picture there. That, to me, that clears out all the mugwump and all the crap we deal with down here. Because my goal is to get to Source. And so we've been pretty quiet down here. We're not in the Bible Belt. We might as well be. But my dear husband here, well, we go over, and they have a little cafe, and we can sit down. So there's one gentleman that's kind of a magnet for all the babes. His wife has died, and he does crossword puzzles. And but he's an interesting fellow. He has all these Southern witticisms, and everybody is laughing. He provides a lot of laughter. So several people are attracted to his table because you never do know what's going to be discussed. But I come up on the table one day and Ron is introduced. I wasn't there, but it was about, what was it, religion or, you don't remember. but he started a spiritual discussion and boy, it went doing every which way you could think possible. And I kind of sat there with my mouth wide open and listening to their conversations. And I said, this is good. We need to keep doing this and just gently getting the message out slowly and gently that they have immortality. They have it now. And they can achieve it now. So I'm done. That's it.
Well, I was enjoying that. Come on. I go to some of these little Pentecostal churches, and when the minister gets on a roll, the person in the back will say, come on. Come on, Phil. Come on. Yeah, but you will look around and say, okay, where are they going to go?
Well, I hold court every two or three mornings out of the week. I hold court over there at the clubhouse. And
do you? Well, that's great. Well, help them out. And the thing that's great is, that, you know, especially when you're going over after you've done your meditation, contemplation, prayer session, whatever, the thing that's great is you're walking in with this expanded consciousness, and if they're sitting in that glow, even though they may not actually get the concept, still the upliftment is naturally a part of that process. So continue the work. That means you're doing your own universal healing.
Yeah.
Well, this has really been fun. You know me, guys, I used to be a college professor, so like I tell people on these radio shows that I get on, I said, as a college professor, I can talk for 50 minutes nonstop, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And as a former Ekankar regional speaker, I can talk for 1 hour nonstop, so on the weekend. And this is a weekend. Matter of fact, this is a Sunday. But I'm not going to. I promise not to do it. What I do need to mention, and this is also for everybody who's on the call, that there's a show that I'm now doing on Blog Talk Radio The dial-in number is 619-566-0952. 619-566-0952. Now, actually, there's one I do earlier, but on this show, I'm also doing it. My co-host is a professional medium, but the emphasis on this show is on healing. So, therefore, if someone has listened to this particular program and has questions they want to ask or consider about healing, or if there's some life issue that they want feedback on, this woman will answer. Her name is Tina Marie. She will answer one question, and her accuracy is unbelievable. She's like a laser. By the time the person says their name and their date, then right away she zeroed in on them. If they're calling in saying something like, does my boyfriend love me? She won't say heck no, but she'll say, well, you know, you may want to look at that. She's pretty good. But mainly, the major emphasis of that show is on the healing aspect, so it's not to do a lot of psychic work. We have an earlier one there. So I want to thank everybody for calling in, and, you know, we could actually go on and on forever, especially if you have somebody as long-winded as Ron and me on the call, but we won't extend your day much longer. And I just want to thank you. Now, next month, the topic will be the Light Giver Golden AIDS message number 5. And if you don't have it, you can send a note to info@lightgivers.org. And hopefully, Lynn, you'll be able to send people a copy of the lesson. So let's see. And now what we're going to have, if I can find it on this screen, here we go. The Light Giver International Association World Source Nation Ceremony. And the show will end after the ceremony completes. So once again, thank you all for calling. Thank you for your wonderful contributions, concepts, and thank you for coming in to support the show. Special hugs, kisses, and love goes out to my board to members who have called in, and also to my Universal Healer apprentices who are here, Janelle and Ernest. Thank you, folks. Now we'd like to invite you, we'll invite you to participate in what might be regarded as the high point, all conversations before now notwithstanding, but the high point of this particular program. And that is the Light Giver Worldwide Source Nation and World Healing Ceremony. Now, as we may have mentioned to you earlier, that Source Nation is a particular process that takes individuals through several steps. And the basic aim of the steps is to disconnect anything that is interfering with anyone's spiritual progress. So the different items that we mentioned, or elements that we mentioned, are simply related to what could be interfering with spiritual progress. That being the case, then, what are we talking about when we talk about the World Healing Ceremony? What we're going to do is go through several steps which will allow us to support the Source Nation and the healing of all the individuals who are at that particular point when they're ready to take the next step. Now, not everybody is ready to move ahead. We all probably know people who are like that. But there are a number of us who have gone through many, many trials and tribulations and have made many efforts to reach, shall we say, the Godhead, to go into the next step of spiritual advancement, whether it's the fifth plane, whether it's came of heaven, whether it's soul realization. But we know that there's a way that we can experience ourselves in a higher state. We've heard this down through the ages. So what would invite you to do is very lightly. You can either see this visually, inwardly, or not. But just know that it's occurring. Take a moment, take a breath. and allow yourself to shift your attention out of or away from wherever you are right now until your viewpoint is above the earth. So if you look inwardly, you can see the earth. Now, it might appear as small to you as a volleyball or even a baseball. It may appear very large, but know that you're outside of the earth. And as you look at the earth, know that, and you may see little pinpoints of light. Some areas are very dense. In other areas, they're rather sparse. But these are the individuals who have come to the highest point that they can on their own, on their respective spiritual paths. And the aim of the World Source Nation Ceremony is to support them by giving them the clearing, allowing them to have the release from whatever is holding them back, and energetically supporting and lifting or boosting them into higher states. So now, the first step, the thing we'll do is just ask, if there are any of these people being held back because their contracts or agreements that have been made by them or someone else on their behalf, then if it's okay with them, and let's not take away free will, then let's simply ask that those bonds be released. Now, you'll notice some of them are starting to sparkle a little bit more. The second thing is, if there are any beliefs, strongly held beliefs, that are interfering again with their spiritual progress, assuming that they agree, we'll say, ask their higher self and ask that they be released from any of those strongly held beliefs that are interfering. And any beliefs that create beliefs, we ask that those be taken away as well. Going the next step, if there are any of those individuals who are being held back because of their connection to others, who may even be downloading dark, negative, and holdback energy, if we call that, into their energy fields, we ask that those also be disconnected so that only light and love flows to them. Notice that some of them are becoming even brighter, and their light, rather than twinkling, is starting to shine even more so. Going another step then, if there are any entities, intelligences, or beings that are interfering with these folks, that are holding them back, preventing them from coming forward, we ask now that any interfering beings or persons, whether they're in body, out of body, simply be removed energetically from their energy fields. If they're not in body, we ask that they just simply be taken into higher planes, other domains. Now, you notice some of them are really becoming quite bright, quite bright. Now, the next thing is, if there are any that are being held back because of energies from previous lifetimes, even from the past in this lifetime, we ask likewise that those energies be removed from their energy field and be replaced with divine healing God energy. Wow, some of them are really bright. I mean, really bright. Good heavens. And then finally, with all that happening then, we simply ask that those who are ready to ascend in consciousness, not necessarily leave their bodies completely, but ascend in consciousness to the next level of awareness, whether it's Kingdom of Heaven, Sartori, the Void, Nirvana, Jivan Mukti, whatever it's called in their tradition, we ask that they, if they are ready, that they be permitted to move into that next level of conscious awareness. Now, that's the World Source Nation Ceremony, but let's move even further out. Let's go out to the end of the solar system and then look back into the solar system and notice all the planets. Notice the sun at the center and know that there are sentient beings on all of those planets. And now what we'll simply do is ask that a wave of spirit, by whatever name you call it, Shabda, Ruach, Chi, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, yeah, whatever you call it, we ask that that now flood the entire solar system and that it take every sentient being that's at that point that we just talked about where they're ready to move into a higher state. Notice, it's almost like a huge wave of beings throughout the entire solar system that are now being ushered into this higher state. take a moment, allow yourself to notice that that's happened, and also to notice that you and we also went through the same process. The process is a healing one. It's an uplifting one. So now what I'd like to ask you to do is return to the point where you were just outside the planet Earth. Allow yourself to fully experience that shift in consciousness, and then allow yourself to return to where you are in this moment, whether you're listening to this program live or whether you're listening to it in the archives. The net effect of this activity is the same for you. You have experienced Source and Nation along with the entire planet, along with the entire solar system. Just want to thank you so much again for being with us. And just remember that the central theme of the program is embodied in the song that's sung by Becky Williams, which is How Do You Find God? And thank you for being with us. Lightgiver International Association, World Source of Nation, program and discussion of the Lightgiver Golden Age messages. Thank you so much for being with us.
To the very top, I cry out to the valley below, but I only